This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is to chair a meeting of the government's emergency committee today. The meeting follows France's decision to close its borders to the UK to stem the spread of a new strain of the coronavirus circulating in London and the southeast of England. AP's Karen Shamis reports.
The COBRA Civil Contingencies Committee is convening amid warnings of significant disruption around the ports in the English Channel. The transport of freight brought in by trucks is facing massive disruptions after France closed its border for 48 hours, which means trucks cannot get across the English Channel by boat. There have been reports of tailbacks going back miles into Kent, a county in southeastern England. Eurotunnel, the rail service that links Britain with mainland Europe, has also suspended services. Canada and Poland are among the latest countries to halt flights from the UK following the lead of many in Europe. Karen Chamas, London.
The European Medicines Agency said Monday it had approved the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine, paving the way for inoculations to start across the EU within days. The Amsterdam-based regulator dramatically moved the decision on the jab ahead from December 29th, following pressure to accelerate the process from Germany and other EU states. The clamor for action grew as Britain and the United States have already started giving their citizens the vaccine, developed by U.S. giant Pfizer and German firm BioNTech under emergency national rules. The Vatican told Roman Catholics Monday that it was morally acceptable for them to use COVID-19 vaccines, even if their production employed cell lines drawn from tissues of aborted fetuses. A note from the Vatican's Doctrinal Congregation, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, said the use of such vaccines was permitted as long as there were no alternatives. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers sealed a deal Sunday on a $900 billion coronavirus economic relief package that gives Americans long overdue financial help. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Under the agreement, $300 weekly unemployment benefits, $600 stimulus checks to most Americans, and a new round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
More help is on the way.
While Democrats say it's the largest spending measure yet, it wasn't as robust as the country needs. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This bill will not be the final word on congressional COVID relief.
The deal also offers money for schools, healthcare providers, and renters facing eviction. Lawmakers eager to leave Washington are likely to vote today. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said a short time ago that the new round of pandemic relief checks for Americans will start going out next week. Nepal's Prime Minister, K.P. Sharma Oli, said Monday his decision to dissolve parliament was the only way to resolve disputes and non-cooperation in his party that have led to a, quote, state of inaction, end quote. Nepal's president dissolved parliament Sunday at the request of the 68-year-old Oli and announced general elections would be held more than a year ahead of schedule, prompting about a dozen petitions in the country's top court. Police detained about a dozen protesters near Oli's office to prevent large-scale rallies against him. Seven ministers stepped down after the dissolution, saying it violated the popular mandate given to them in a 2017 general election. The political successor of a banned party in Thailand that had strong support from young Thais failed to make inroads in weekend provincial elections that were held after months of youth-led protests. The ballot was the first since a general election last year and the first provincial vote since Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha first took power in a 2014 coup. Unofficial results from the 76 provinces showed the progressive movement failed to win any of the 42 provinces it had contested. A Syrian doctor living in Germany who was arrested on suspicion of having committed crimes against humanity in Syria faces more charges, including one case of murder, German prosecutors said Monday. The suspect, identified as Ala M., was arrested June 19th. He was first charged with two instances of torturing detainees at a prison run by Syrian intelligence services in 2011. Prosecutors said he now stands accused of far more violations than initially thought. A German court handed down a life sentence to the assailant behind a deadly far-right attack last year that nearly became the country's worst anti-Semitic atrocity since World War II. Prosecutors say a bolted door and Halle was the only thing that prevented a heavily armed assailant from entering. By remote, I'm Robert.